It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now back to Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen, two guys who still argue about whether or not Mr. Ed could really talk.
It's 11:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we're continuing the conversation about freshwater fish and cichlids. And we have with us in the studio Shelby Stensrud, the fish room manager from Pruce Pets, and Greg Bush, who is the aquatic plants manager. Now, before the break, we were talking about we had transitioned from Africa to Central and South America dealing with the cichlids. And I guess we'll pick up with, again, what other kind of differences are there between those different kind of fish?
Well, definitely, you know, we were talking about the different personalities. But really, if you think that cichlids encompasses more than just Africa, more than, you know, the African cichlids and the South American cichlids, this involves several dwarf species. Cichlids you might, or fish you might not even know are cichlids, such as angels, discus, and some really unique critters such as rams and epistogrammas. And Greg can kind of fill you in on where those guys kind of live and what environment would be best for those.
Yeah, again, we're talking more about the river fish here. So there's generally less aggression or less territorial feel than with the African cichlids. And they tend to be, especially with the later ones that you just said there, the epistogrammas and the rams tend to be really good, peaceful fish for your kind of medium-sized community tanks, your 20 gallons, your 30 gallons, stuff like that. So they're great for that. And they're, you know, really bright, vibrant, colorful fish that be out there.
You know, the name ram doesn't do them justice. What you're looking at is a fish that might at full size max out at around 2 inches, more like, you know, less than 2 inches. But they've been bred in such a way, even the natural ram taken from the wild is a pretty colorful, has intricate laces of blue throughout the body, bright orange, yellow through the body, kind of like a miniature little butterfly in a way, you know, just lots of color in a short little space, and they have a certain angelic quality about them. They have a real friendliness look to them, a real peaceful demeanor, until they kind of pair up with another male, and then they really kind of like do the peacock thing.
Gotcha.
And then describe a little bit about the you know, where we've gone with the rams and what variety there now.
There's been a lot of different kind of breeding strains of them. They started out with what was called the German blue ram, which mostly just gets called the blue ram now because everyone's so familiar with it. And they basically just bred those guys to have a lot more blue than the natural one did. And then they've moved that now to what's called an electric blue ram, which is almost up there with some of the alleys and whatnot with their bright blue coloration, the African cichlids. And so they're absolutely gorgeous, totally blue from head to tail, and with just a little bit of a yellow stripe right across the, between the eyes. So they give you an excellent looking fish and really shines from across the room.
And one thing I want to mention is that this is a fish, if you have an aquarium, most aquariums we consider like community fish tanks. You know, we're trying to get friendly little characters, and most tanks on average are going to be 20 gallons and less. There's lots of people that have 90 gallons and 75s and 135s, but the average person listening out there, if they're going to have an aquarium, they might very well have a 29 gallon or a 10 gallon or a 15 or a 20.
Right.
It's hard to find a fish that has as much color, as much interesting personalities, and as much behavioral traits to watch and engage with and to get attached to than a ram. So we breed this particular fish, the electric blue ram that he mentions.
Wow.
It's hard to find that on a wholesale list. And when you do, it's very expensive. So what we did is we took the time to breed that particular animal in the back room. Antonio Comas, our star fish propagator.
Yeah, we've talked about him before.
Yeah, he's just a gifted man that can really has a passion for fish. And so we've taken this fish that's almost impossible to get a hold of, and now we breed it so anybody and everybody that would want an electric blue ram or just a regular ram, or we've now got a cross between that one and the German blue ram, and we call it a sapphire blue ram. And it has different characteristics than you'd ever imagine. So what we try to do at the store is kind of like, all right, well, what You know, you can't just have fantasy land.
Right.
But if somebody were to really want to enjoy the hobby of freshwater fish keeping, what animals would they want to have? And we know, because we do this every day, what's out there.
Right.
And so between breeding of fish and having great contacts throughout the globe as far as where we can find specialized fish, whether they're African cichlids or these types of rams or 100 other different types of fish, we try to accumulate those in the store in a way that they're healthy, happy, doing well. And then we have staff that are in the store that can kind of give you the kind of guidance counselor view of, if you want this, it will work out great, or if you want this, you're going to have to get rid of this guy, or this, think about this temperament or whatnot. There is a little bit of responsibility that goes along. That's our responsibility to kind of share that story with you. But the reality is that if you have a fantasy of like this beautiful freshwater natural aquarium with plants growing and swaying, you know, just like you would imagine if you were like swimming the Amazon River.
Right.
We can make that actually happen. And that's what I really love. Greg brings like a phenomenal asset to the team because he can kind of conjure up, he can work with the customer and take that fantasy that they have. I'd like to have this natural aquarium. In fact, we kind of set the goal a little bit because we put these tanks up. He actually maintains and services tanks throughout the store that are second to none, breathtaking natural aquariums. Customers see those and they want them.
Right.
And then the next thing is, what does it take to make that happen?
Well,
and so maybe Greg can talk a little bit about a natural aquarium and why he's in it and what his passion's all about and why he would maybe recommend that anyone that has a gardening touch or hasn't got a gardening touch, remember, these are animals that you don't have to water.
Right.
Because the plants that themselves, they're always
the
underwater.
They're in the water.
It works out great. So you don't even have to have a green thumb. You just need to follow Greg's guidelines.
But you're right, because that is one of the interesting changes is all the live plants. Greg, how do you get these plants to thrive in the environment like you do? And again, is there a natural set of plants for a group of fish? Tell me how you kind of merge those worlds together.
Right. Well, there are definitely hobbyists out there that do specify, you know, different plants from different regions to go along with the different fish. So if you're setting up a tank for a ram, there are plenty of plants that come from the South American region that of the Amazon where they where the rams are naturally found. So you can definitely set up a completely natural environment. They call them biotopes that is from top to bottom similar to what these fish would find out in nature and what the plants would find out in nature. Most people don't make that big of a distinction. Usually plants are kind of all thrown together and more meant for an aesthetic of a feel for it. And from that, we can get stuff from Southeast Asia is a pretty popular place for a lot of small plants that have very beautiful colorations and leaf patterns to them, as well as stuff all the way through Central America and plants from Africa as well. So really there's something out there for everyone who's looking for a biotope or for people who just want a pretty tank.
Do the fish eat the plants?
Some do. Definitely some of your bigger cichlids like we were talking about, and the African cichlids will definitely go through and terrorize some plants. But there are things like the rams and smaller cichlids, as well as almost any community fish out there that will be perfectly fine with plants, maybe nibble at them here and there if they are new to plants being in the aquarium, but then they'll settle in and more use them for cover and whatnot.
What about sunlight? Because if people have their fish tank located not necessarily near natural light, does the tank light suffice in terms of being able to handle what the plants need in terms of growth?
Well, definitely, we don't recommend ever putting a tank near natural light because it's a lot more light than most aquarium systems can handle, and it tends to make for a very algae-filled tank, which most people don't find very appealing at all. But there are plants that can survive from almost no light, the regular aquarium kit-type light that's just a regular fluorescent bulb will work fine for many of our plants, or there are specialty lights that we can get into that have much higher output that can keep the plants thriving that are a little more delicate and need a lot more light.
Interesting. Rick, I'll tell you, I just keep learning on this. We're going to have to take a break right here, but we're going to come back and continue the conversation about freshwater plants and other freshwater type aquariums right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.